Spencer needs to be brought back down to earth. We're noticing that he has a little bit of a warped sense of reality about being a dad.
Last night I went to the Blues game, and my friend Jessie had her best friend Madison there, who's got this cute little kid named Max. He's got like this great personality. And he only wanted me to hold him. He only wanted to sit on my lap. He only wanted to hold my hand. And then I put him up on my shoulders and did that dad thing where you like carry him through everywhere.
Yeah.
And I got yelled at by security because I shouldn't do that.
Whatever. Really? Never gotten yelled at.
Yeah, they were like, that's not safe. And I was like, okay.
Shut up.
Exactly. So I came back and I told everybody, like, I kind of like the idea of being a father as I got to experience that. Now, I know that I didn't get to experience everything that a father has to go through. Mm-hmm. I got to experience the very short happiness of a child. So
how long were you like holding him, would you say?
Oh my God, I had him for the entire game. The entire game.
That's awesome.
That's he never was on his mom's lap ever?
He went over to his mom once when he wanted candy.
Oh, okay. How many times did you change his diaper?
I didn't change his diaper. I don't think he's wearing diapers now.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he is. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The thing that made me laugh was, it's like when you hit a really good golf shot. It makes you think that you want to stay in the game.
The shot that makes you come back.
That was great.
That's funny.
So that's what I equated to. I was like, it's great, but I also know that this is not normal.
No, especially not at a like a sporting event, because he looked like he was like 2 years old, maybe?
He's probably three, something like that. But your first comment was, I would never.
I would never take any of our kids at two or three to anything.
So, Tanya, is this a jaded sense of being a father?
I would say a hopeful event that you experience more of those than maybe them wanting to run the arena as opposed to sitting on your shoulders or wherever.
Or screaming for everything that they want. I want cotton candy. Yeah. I want a soda. I want a hot dog.
I did laugh because when he said that he wanted candy, I was like, I don't have any candy for you. Hang on. We'll get you candy like later. And I just kept pushing him off. And I'm like, that's a total parent move.
Yeah.
I realized
We'll get some later.
We're not Cassidy, are later. You prepared for this going into motherhood?
No, I don't think anything can prepare me other than just doing it. But I've definitely tried to taper my expectations. You know, I don't think life's just going to resume as normal. And that's why I think your sense of reality is you're like, oh yeah, I could be a dad now. Because I have the baby.
I'm all in on dad stuff now.
Like,
I dadded last night.
It's hard. Like the fact that there was no diaper changes or he didn't need to leave the seat for the whole game is very unusual.
That's amazing. Yeah. I think he was sedated.
Are you sure it wasn't a doll?
Was it a cat, perhaps?
Well, thank you very much, Tanya.
All right, thank you. You all have a great day.
You as well.